Restaurant, Honkoop Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Judd and Black, Meridian Equipment, Valley Plumbing and Electric, Little Caesars Pizza, AirTech Heating and Hydro, Walton Beverage, and Western Roofing. Other sponsors are McAvoy Oil, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Mount Baker Roofing, Barron Heating, Carl's Mower and Saw, Northwest Propane, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Unlimited Service, Westside Building Supply, and Western Travel Sales. Now, let's go courtside with our KGMI broadcast crew.
Welcome to Bellingham High School. Don Curtis here along with Tess McLeod, and we've got a good one on hand tonight, Northwest Conference battle featuring the Bellingham Red Raiders taking on the Squalicum Storm. Tessa, cross-con rivalry is always a little special, but especially both these teams kind of fighting for their playoff lives.
Absolutely, and both coming in with 6-6 records. It's going to be an exciting one to see who takes it tonight as we are approaching the mid-January mark.
And again, this time of year becomes every game becomes important. Both these teams kind of hit a little bump in the road earlier this week.
They did. They're both coming off a loss. Bellingham Red Raiders lost to a tough one against Cedro Woolley in overtime, 74-67. And Squalicum coming off a loss against Linden, 66-61. Both nothing to be ashamed of. Both tough teams they were playing, but either one getting a win tonight is going to help their chances of advancing, hoping to get a chance in the playoffs.
And tight games have been kind of the story of both these teams. They both come in averaging scoring just about as much as they give up. So again, logic would assume this should be a fun ball game. Both teams like to push the pace, so a fun up-tempo ball game. Lots of points, and again, a lot at stake here as the crowd continues to file in at Bellingham High School for this crosstown rivalry game.
Absolutely, yes. We'll see it really what it comes down to, if it's, you know, who plays a better offense here or who plays a better defense, what it's going to come down to.
All right, well, that sets the stage here. We'll take a break. We come back, we'll get our Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show underway right here on KGMI, and for those of you listening online at KGMI.com.
Our part of the country is full of natural beauty and opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. I take every chance to bring the adventure of life close to home by cooking fresh. Northwest since 1933. We're proudly homegrown and thoroughly committed to supporting local farmers, ranchers, producers, and communities to make Hagen your one-stop neighborhood grocery store. And we'll help you make the most of every day.
Barron Heating and Air Conditioning believes in being involved in the community and is proud to support local high school athletics. This year, it will award a $1,000 grant at the end of the regular basketball season to one area high school. In each game broadcast during the regular season by the Cascade Radio Group, a player from each team will be chosen as that team's game changer, and each player's school will receive an entry for the $1,000 grant on behalf of its game changer. Barron and the Cascade Radio Group salute all high school athletes and the schools and adults that support them.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that.
Man,
force field.
Yeah, it's an invisible barrier, makes it impossible to drive.
Ah, dude, you're just high.
True, and you've been drinking. You can get a DUI for driving under the influence of marijuana or drugs, just like you can for alcohol.
I don't want to get arrested for DUI.
Yeah, I know, me neither.
Guess we're lucky this force field is here.
That was a close one.
Drunk, drugs, or high.
This is the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Now, let's hear from the coaches.
Welcome to the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show tonight here on KGMI and KGMI.com. We're at Bellingham High School, home of the Red Raiders, where tonight they host the Squalicum Storm.
big crosstown rivalry, boys, AA classification game. We're joined now by the head coach of the Raiders, Coach Brad McKay. And, Coach, we were just talking. There's just kind of a big lump of teams right now fighting for position in this Northwest Conference.
Yeah, you know, every team has some seniors on it, and they know what it takes to get to the playoffs. And once you get to the playoffs, you know, you have to win a couple games, and then you're off to state. And usually our league does a pretty good job at the state tournament. So, you know, we're still in that situation where we just have to get every win we can get, and it's been tough for us lately.
You mentioned tough for us lately. You lose a tough one to a real good Cedar Woolley team earlier in this week. When you look back at that, Brad, I guess what lessons do you learn, and I guess what do you work on improving to put on the floor against the Storm tonight?
Well, it's the same thing every night. You know, we have to play really hard, and we have to make sure that we're playing together, and I think that's been one of the issues is that We're doing it offensively. It's just on the defensive end, we haven't gotten a ton of stops, and when we really need them. And when you're playing teams like Cedar Woolley or Burlington or Lakewood, you know, you got to get stops. Even Ferndale, you got to get stops at the end of the game, and we just haven't been able to get them. And that's the difference in winning and losing.
Now, this part of the season starts the grind. You guys are six up, six down. Weather's bringing on this cold and flu stuff. How are you guys doing physically?
Well, you know, we have one starter that's out with an ankle, and we've kind of been battling some of the sickness that's going around. But at the same time, I think everybody's dealing with that all winter season long. So we're healthy on that front. You know, it'd be nice to get everybody back playing together. But again, every year it seems like somebody's down at this time, just because we're playing a lot of games and you know the flu bug's going around. But again, I think everybody deals with the same thing. It's just who can strap it on and get it done that night.
Brad, why don't you walk us through your starting five tonight and maybe share a little bit about what each boy brings to the program.
Well, with one guy out, I'm still trying to figure out what our starting lineup is. But, you know, we have Ritz at the point, and he is a great ball handler, and he's really quick. He does a good job distributing the ball, and he can shoot it when he's open. And then our two wings, you know, that's the one that we're losing tonight is usually our number two. But we got a sophomore that's going to play probably in his stead, and he can really shoot it. And he's still learning the defensive end of the ball. So that's, you know, we got some give and take there. But our three has been our heart and soul the last couple of years. Caden Mee, he plays super hard. He can play defense, usually guarding one of the bigger guys. And we really need him to kind of take care of the ball. He's led us in assists the last couple of years. So he, even though he's on our point guard, he probably gets us the best shots out of our offense. And then our four and five are really just a couple threes that should be on the wing. But, you know, we just try to play the five best guys, and they'll run around, and they're quick. They can shoot threes. And so the big thing tonight is can we be efficient offensively, but then defensively, can we make sure that we clean the boards and go against their bigger guys and at least draw them even and then try to beat them, you know, from the outside. So we'll see. I mean, Squalcom's a good team. They're going to shoot it well. Hopefully we shoot it okay and give ourselves a chance.
Hey, Brad, as always, thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
It's Coach Brad McKay of the Bellingham Red Raiders as they get set to take on the Squalcom Torm. We'll take a timeout, come back with more of our Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Do you or someone you know own a hybrid vehicle? Then you should know Unlimited Service. Hi, I'm Todd Black, co-owner of Unlimited Service Automotive Repair. Unlimited Service has been independently owned and serving Whatcom County customers for over 24 years. Did you know hybrid batteries can be rejuvenated? We've been working hard to develop systems to repair or rejuvenate hybrid batteries. We continue to invest in equipment and training to make sure we're able to take care of our customers' needs. Unlimited Service, what you should expect from your automotive repair shop.
Hi, my name is Jim, and I'm a procrastinator.
Hi, Jim.
What brings you here today?
My roof. I keep meaning to replace it, but I keep putting it off, and now winter's almost here, and I don't know what to do.
Hi, I'm Winton Smith of Western Roofing, and if you're like Jim, I'd like to invite you to call us today for a free estimate. Now's the time to get on top of your roofing problems. Get out of the Procrastinators Club and call Western Roofing today.
Western Roofing, protecting Northwest homes since 1938. Online at westernroof.com.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. for the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's premier local petroleum distributor. Family owned since 1932, they've been providing top quality petroleum products matched with unbeatable customer service for over 80 years. If you're in the agriculture, industrial, or construction industry, McAvoy Oil is committed to your success. For your fuel and lubricant needs from bulk tank, construction site, or trucking fleet, see why McAvoy Oil is Whatcom County's trusted petroleum distributor. Learn more online at McAvoyOil.com.
Steve, Kurt, Brian, and Dan.
So if your car clicks or clanks, sputters or smokes,
or really doesn't seem to do much of anything at all anymore,
call us, your local auto experts, on In the Shop every Saturday between 9 and 10 a.m.
We've got lots of useful advice and a whole lot of witty banter to keep a smile on your face.
And we keep you up to date on the automotive industry.
Join them on In the Shop on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Back with more of our Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show tonight here from Bellingham High School, where the Raiders get set to host the Squawkum Storm. We're joined now by the head coach of the Storm, Coach Dave Dixon. And Coach, obviously, a lot of times these coaches, there's no secret between them, but really no secrets at all between you and Brad McKay down the row. You guys go way back.
Yeah, you know, I moved to Bellingham to take the job here at Bellingham High School and was the coach here for 7 or 8 years. And Brad McKay was one of my standout players, and he was also a standout student, so much so that he was a teacher assistant of mine in my history classroom. So Brad and I go back a long way, and a lot of fond memories, and we're still making memories today.
And would Brad be the one to say that you taught him everything he knows, Dave?
No, you know, I think he probably learned more about what not to do than what to do, and he's doing just fine for himself.
Now, sometimes those are the most valuable lessons in life anyway, but the fact is, big ball game tonight. Obviously, crosstown rivalry, the kids and the whole city get jacked up about it, but there's a big lump of teams right in the middle of everything in this Northwest Conference, and not that every game doesn't count, but certainly now every game really counts.
Well, it really counts for us, because being a 3A team, looking at the standings, and you got a lump of teams, what matters to us is that we get 6-7 wins in our conference play. That gets us qualified for districts. 6 wins will not cut the mustard. So we need 7 wins. So I don't know who they're going to be against, but we got to get them on 5 nights from here on out. So we're hoping tonight is one of them. But the Raiders are tough, and it should be a great game.
Again, you mentioned the Raiders are tough. When you look at Coach McKay's team, I guess what do you expect out of them tonight, Dave?
Well, I think they're gonna play really solid defense. They're gonna pressure us. They're gonna get up and down the floor. They like to run it and up the tempo. So that's what I anticipate. They play hard. Brad expects them to get after it, and I don't think they disappoint.
Again, you mentioned needing to get some wins. Lost a tough one the other night against a good Linden Lion team. When you look back at that game, I guess, Dave, what stands out on things that you guys need to kind of clean up as you move forward?
Well, you know, I think the end game, missed a couple free throws, had a couple turnovers, and just managing the game at the end when you have a lead. We are young, and can't use that as an excuse now this far into the season, but we didn't manage that game at the end very well. I was really proud of the boys' effort and played really smart for about 30 minutes.
And again, Dave, why don't you just walk us through your starting five tonight and who you're going to put on the floor against the Raiders?
Yeah, okay. We'll start Dedrick Mitchell at the point, and he's been making nice improvement, and it's fun to coach a guy who's working hard and getting better, and Devontae Powell, who's one of our returning starters. We'll be starting at one of the other wings, and we'll start Eric Monahan at the other wing, and then Kendall Engelhardt will start for us, and Jacob Hardy's homesick, and it's going around our team, and I'm sure it's going around the other teams too. So we'll start Skylar Alton tonight, and we'll bring the big fella with a motor into the game, and hopefully he'll be a difference maker for us.
Hey, Dave, thanks again for the time. Best of luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you, Don.
As Coach Dave Dixon of the Squawkum Storm, as they get set to take on the Bellingham Red Raiders, we'll take a timeout, come back with more as our countdown to tip-off continues here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Thanks for listening. We're all creatures of habit, and listening to the radio is part of our daily routine. Whether you wake up listening to the latest news and sports or your favorite song, we appreciate it. We know a lot of you listen at work, on the road or trails, even the ball games at night. Again, all part of your daily routine. You're not alone. Roughly 95% of people listen to radio every week. Today, a lot of our listeners are streaming online, at home, the office, or anywhere they go on their mobile device. If you're a business owner looking for advertising that gets results, Cascade Radio Group is here to help. We build campaigns every day that offer on-air or online web-based or targeted display advertising. We can create a live appearance at your business or get you involved in sponsoring one of our promotions or contests, all designed to deliver cost-effective results for your business. On-air, online, or on-site, Cascade Radio Group is ready to go to work for you. Give us a call or click on the contact tab on this station's website.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Now, welcome back to Bellingham High School. Don Curtis along with Tessa McLeod, our producer engineer this evening, Josh Young, getting set for what lines up to be a good one, crosstown rivalry between the Squawkum Storm and the Bellingham Red Raiders. As we've mentioned, both teams come into the ball game 6 wins and 6 losses. In conference play, the Storm 2-3, Bellingham at 1-4. And Tessa, again, both teams concerned about being able to stop the other one.
Absolutely they are. It's really going to be a matter of who plays the best defense tonight. It seems what it's going to come down to.
Both teams down one starter. Spencer Lee will be missing in action for the Bellingham Red Raiders, and Jacob Hardy will be out. The big guy will be out for the Squawkum Storm. Again, both teams battling a little bit of the cold and flu stuff. Spencer Lee out with an ankle, which, unless he got that sneezing, I'm thinking it's an unrelated incident. But nonetheless, a good one. Again, the crowd still continues to pour in, and obviously a much better night to be inside than outside in the Bellingham area. And we'll take a look now at our starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Squawkum Storm, it looks like this. At the point, they will start Diedrich Mitchell. Mitchell is a 5'8" sophomore. Joining him in the backcourt will be sophomore 6'1" Devontae Powell. One of the wings for the Squawkum Storm will be the senior 6'3" Eric Monahan. Joining him up front will be another senior 6'3" Kendall Engelhardt. And Dave Dixon will say that he's really got probably the best basketball IQ he's seen in quite a while. Rounding out that starting five for the Squawkum Storm, taking the spot of the ailing Jacob Hardy, will be Skylar Alton. Alton, 6'3" and just a sophomore. For Coach Brad McKay and the Bellingham Red Raiders, starting lineup goes like this. At the point will be Ritz Foot. Foot, a senior at 5'9", one of the quickest ball players in the Northwest Conference. Joining him in the backcourt will be sophomore 5'10", Colm Schaefer. Schaefer, a threat from beyond the arc. Very good shooter from the perimeter. In the number three will be the team leader, senior six-footer, Caden Mee. And the bigger guys up front will be Ian Manju, a senior at 6'3". He can also play a little bit of guard, good ball handler, very quick as well. Rounding out that starting five for the Bellingham Red Raiders will be 6'3" junior Drew McFall. Again, Tessa, both teams coming off games where now, the start of this part of the year, they're playing two a week. Both teams coming off kind of tough, draining losses earlier in the week. Interesting to see. Again, both coaches say they're healthy. Be interesting to see if this pace is up-tempo, which team can maybe finish. And again, Dave Dixon said Squalicum had some problems finishing. Coach Brad McKay said the same thing.
Exactly. It's going to be a matter of seeing how these players respond to the sicknesses. A couple of them, I heard him say that, you know, they were sick just a few days ago. So we'll see how really they respond to the sickness and how they play on the court today.
All right. We've heard from both the coaches. We've gone through the starting lineup. We'll take a final timeout, come back, and get this underway from Bellingham High School on KGMI and KGMI.com.
That wraps up the Walton Beverage Pepsi pregame show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Tip-off is next.
Truckloads of shiny new 2018 appliances have arrived for our truckload sale going on now at Judd & Black Appliance. We've purchased top quality appliances by the truckload from Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Jennair, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, Wolf, Sub-Zero, and more. And we're passing the savings along to you with discounts and rebates. Over 25 major brands to choose from in all price ranges are on sale now. Save big with discounts in every department. Freezers priced from $1.99. Frost-free refrigerators from $4.49, dishwashers from $2.49. We've also arranged 12-month special financing for this big event. To top it off, we have huge rebates on kitchen packages, up to $8,546 in savings. Don't miss the truckload sale going on now, only at Judd & Black Appliance. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store. Online at JuddBlack.com.
One of the most proactive things we can do to end child sexual abuse is the education of responsible adults. Imagine, for a moment, a community where all adults actively work together to change a cultural norm, from one where child sexual abuse is hidden by fear and denial, to one where every child is better protected throughout the community. Hi, this is Byron Mannering. I'm the Executive Director of Bridget Collins Family Support Center. Now is the time for our community to be steadfast in protecting our children, so that all kids can grow up healthy and whole. You can be the change. We invite you to join the over 6,000 citizens who have already been trained in Whatcom County as stewards of children. You can register to attend a 2-hour Stewards of Children training by going to our website, bridgetcollins.org, and clicking on the For Parents page. There is a cost of $10 per person, but if that is a problem, we can work with you. Let us help you and your organization learn the basics of preventing child sexual abuse.
Well, welcome back to Bellingham High School, getting set to get this one underway. And as always, our opening tip is brought to you by our friends at Northwest Propane, locally owned and operated for over three generations. Personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane. Squalicum will be in the visiting blue with white and silver trim. They will be going from our left to our right. Bellingham will be in the home whites with the red and black trim. Squalicum will control the opening tip and have it into front court. Kendall Engelhart with the ball behind the back pass. He's got a slashing Dedrick Mitchell coming down the lane. Dedrick's going to catch it, lay it up and in. But, boy, that one really started with that pass from Engelhart.
It did. That was a quick little pass from him.
No look over the back into front court. Raiders with the basketball. Foot with it. He'll swing it over wing right to me. Mee gets the ball in to McFall. Give it back to Mee. Mee picks up a double team. Now he'll kick it out on top to Spencer Lloyd, to Colm Schaefer. Schaefer's pass goes down low, but he'll drive in, put up a scoop shot. No good. Leaves it short. Coming the other way on the run. And on the run means very quickly when you're talking about Dedrick Mitchell. He lays it up and in. 4-0, and it's basically Dedrick Mitchell 4, Bellingham nothing at this point. Schaefer with the basketball. Out on top to Voigt. Ritz going to leave it to me, circling around the arc now, driving down the left-hand side of the lane, puts up a shot as he headed towards the baseline. We will have a foul on the play. That one is going to be whistled against Skylar Alton. And it will be Bellingham basketball. Ball's triggered in way out on top to Schaefer. He'll kick it over to McFall, wing right, now back to Voigt. Left-hand side, Voigt working against Mitchell, drives in, his shot too strong off the glass. Rebound put back and in by McFall. Good job that time by Drew Tessa cleaning the glass.
Yeah, absolutely, just grabbed that rebound and shot it right back up.
With the basketball for the Storm. Shot is going to be missed now, and coming down with that rebound, moving straight ahead will be McFall. He'll swing it over to Schaefer. And Schaefer, there's a dose of that three-point shooting we talked about in the pregame.
A beautiful three-pointer, high arch in there.
Not a bad shot at all. That sophomore can light it up from the perimeter, so we're going to see an adjustment there for sure. Ball going to be fed down low that time. On the feed, it's going to be to Eric Monahan. Monahan will get the bucket. 6-5 our score. Squalicum on top early. Driving down baseline left is going to be Drew McFall. He will be fouled by Monahan. So that will be the first personal foul on Monahan, but it was in the act of shooting, so it's going to send McFall to the line. First one is good for Drew. Knotted up at 6 apiece early on, 5:34 remaining in our first quarter of action. Second shot on the way by Drew, perfect. Fun matchup here between Mitchell and Voigt, a couple of the fastest guards in the conference. Into front court, working the ball down low for a shot put up by Skylar Alton. It'll be too strong off the mark. Voigt with it on the run into front court. Puts up a little runner coming down the right side about 12 feet out. Kind of almost an underhanded scoop shot. It'll go up and in for Ritz.
Voigt's has put up a couple tonight, and that's the first one we saw go in.
Ball's going to be swung over to Devontae Powell. He'll launch a three, angle left. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Hauling down that rebound will be Manju. Into front court, ball's kicked over for a baseline three, put up left side by McFall. No good, rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. Going to say last touch by Schaefer, so it will be Storm basketball. Voigt picks up Mitchell as he crosses a timeline. Swing it over to Monahan. They go down low to Devontae Powell. Good job that time. Powell just picks it up, lays it up, and in. Coming the other way, turnover. Raiders. Mitchell with it. Coming out of backcourt into front court. Swing it down into the corner. For a shot that is no good. Coming the other way with it, McFall. He'll stop. Put a jumper up, rattles around, comes out. Skylar Alton with the board. The Storm will slow things down as we near the midway point through the first quarter. 9-8, Raiders over Squalicum. Englehart with the entry pass, goes down low, posts up strong, puts it up and in from the right side.
A nice strong pass there to the backboard.
But and his pass going to be stolen away. Englehart coming the other way. Manju trailing, but I believe we're going to see Ian called for the foul again as he was coming from the backside trying to poke that ball away. That will be his first personal. Trevor Jones will check in to the ball game for the Raiders. Inbound pass goes out on top to Mitchell. They go back down to Englehart. He will go up with the shot. He will be fouled on the play. Shot doesn't go. Good job by Englehart. Again, he inbounded that ball and just kind of circled across the lane. Mitchell found him wide open. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but we see him at the line shooting a couple.
He did, and quick pass movement with that too.
First one goes down for Kendall. rapid-fire dribble, and then the shot goes up off the front of the rim but crawls over the top and down. Both free throws good for Kendall Engelhart. Into front court with the basketball. Schaefer with it. Kick it over McFaul. He drives in, picks up a double team, lays it up too strong off the glass. Rebound fought for, going to be controlled by Mitchell. Mitchell on the run, kicks it across court for a three-pointer, put up and off the back of the iron by Engelhart. We've got a fight for the rebound, a foul. Let's see who that's going to be against. That one is going to be whistled against Eric Monahan. That'll be Monahan's second personal foul. Checking into the ball game for the Storm will be Spencer Lloyd. Monahan will take a seat. Give up quite a bit of size there. Lloyd checking in at 5'11". Monahan checking out at 6'3". Schaefer with the basketball for Red Raiders. Kick it over to Jones. They work it around deeper in the right side to Voigt. Voigt's entry pass to Jones. Tried to find McFaul slicing down behind him on the left-hand side of the lane. Ball's going to be poked away. It will be Raider basketball. Caden Mee will trigger it in window, right of the window baseline. Gets it into Voigt. Ritz spins, puts up a shot, banks it up and in. Kind of a little carnival shot that time by Ritz Voigt. It goes down. 11 points now for the Raiders. They trail by one. Mitchell drives into the lane. It's shut off. He will kick it over to Alton. Nothing there for him. They'll bring it back out, and Mitchell will set up the offense. Mitchell blows by Voigt on the way to the hoop, stumbles, looked like he was tripped. Have a whistle on the play. There would be a foul called. And that will be whistled against Ritz Voigt. That will be the third team foul against the Red Raiders. So ball will be inbound to Engelhart. He'll step into a three, wing left, no good. Fight for the rebound. Comes down and ends up in the possession of Skylar Alton. Alton will put a little short eight-footer in from baseline right, extend that Storm lead to three. Caden Mee with the basketball. Kick it over to Schaefer in the left corner. Nothing there. Bring it around on top. Jones, reverse court now to Voigt. Voigt drives the lane. Gets Schaefer on the baseline, who kicks it out to McFaul. And Drew drains a three. Good job that time by Schaefer, drawing the defender in. And they found McFaul. Got a good look on that one.
Yeah, it's not somebody you want to be leaving on the three-point line open.
Either one of those guys.
Yeah.
Coming the other way. Mitchell's going to launch a three off of the back of the iron. That one will be no good. McFaul will track the rebound down. Here come the Raiders into front court. McFaul with it. Kick it over to Mee. Now back out on top. Voigt. They'll reverse court. Wing left Schaefer. He'll drive down the lane. Stop. Nothing there. Kick it over to Drones. Trevor will launch a shot. And that will go down for three. Just that quickly, Bellingham on top by three, 17-14. Couple quick threes. Coming the other way, Devontae Powell tries to join the club. That one will be off the back of the iron, no good. Mee with the rebound, outlet to Jones. He'll miss the 10-foot jumper, angle left. Alton will get the rebound. They'll hand it to Diedrich Mitchell. Diedrich will just kind of walk it into front court. Inside of a minute to go in our first quarter of play. Engelhart and Mitchell playing a little catch out at the top of the arc. Now they'll work it down left to Powell to the elbow, left-hand side for a shot put up. No good by Spencer Lloyd. Jones with the rebound, outlet to Voigt. Here comes Ritz. Works it down deep left. It's shut off. Now they bring it back around on top to Mee. Mee drives down, nothing there. Going to kick it out to Schaefer for a long three off the mark. Mitchell high in the air for the rebound, on the run into front court. Goes down, lays it up and in.
Even with defenders on him, Diedrich just can lay those in.
Split the defenders and laid it up and in for his sixth point. Inside of 10 seconds remaining in our first quarter of play, Ritz Voigt with the basketball. Ritz spins, drives down, throws up a shot off the back of the iron. No good, hits the deck, no whistle on the play, and our first quarter comes to an end. After one, our score, Bellingham 17, Squalicum 16. We'll take a timeout, come back with second quarter action after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.
When you need a road built or have a new building project that needs a foundation excavated and a parking lot to go with it, or simply need to move rainwater from point A to point B, call professionals at Honkoop Gravel. They can come meet you to discuss your unique project and give you a free quote to get your project excavated and then out of the ground. Trust the quality of Honkoop Gravel for your next earthwork project. Honkoop Gravel, serving Whatcom County for over 40 years.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for March 17th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
Well, start of the second quarter will be Red Raider basketball. They have the ball and the lead, 17-16. Very quick-paced first quarter. Trevor Jones with it. He'll work down right-hand side. It's shut off. They'll kick it back out on top to sophomore Colm Schaefer. He'll leave it over to Ritz Foote outside the arc right side. Now drives down. Tries to put up a shot. Going to be blocked, but I believe they're going to say Mitchell got a piece of him. We'll see. Official comes over with the signal. Yep. Will be Diedrich Mitchell. That'll be his first personal. That will be the fourth team foul for the Storm. Caden Mee looking to inbound the ball. Going to inbound it to Root. Catch, shoot, down. Three-pointer put down by Ritz Foote. He's up to 7 points to join Drew McFall with 7 points to lead the Red Raiders. Mitchell with the basketball for the Storm out on top. Kick it over wing left. Little zone defense shown now by the Red Raiders. Work it to Engelhardt. Drives down baseline. Then launches about a 12-footer left side. It goes in. So Engelhardt, again, very smart player. Good job that time breaking the zone, getting in between the crease. Come the other way, it will be Raider basketball. They're going to have that one poked away. Last touch by a Raider. So it will be Storm after the turnover. 20-18 our score. And looks like both teams kind of slowing things down a little bit for the second quarter here, Tessa.
Absolutely, and with a running game like this, you really see the members in shape.
Engelhardt gonna do a nice job, fadeaway jumper from the elbow, left-hand side, and it will go in. Engelhardt up to 8 points. He's getting his game into rhythm. Mee coming the other way. He'll shoot a three, baseline right, no good. Rebound tipped around. Going to be finally controlled by Alton. He'll give it to Mitchell, and Diedrich will bring it into front court. Kick it over to Javonte Powell, looking to drive right side, or left side, nothing there. Reverse court over to the right, outside the arc to Mitchell. He'll drive in the lane, stop, put up an eight-footer, no good. With the rebound and putback, Spencer Lloyd. His first 2 points of the ball game. Right place, right time. Good execution for Spencer Lloyd. Ritz Foote puts the ball under his arm, drives in left-hand side, coming the other way, no good. Fast break coming the other way is the Storm. They will turn it back over. Caden Mee drives down coast to coast, lays it up, no good. Jones will steal away the rebound, and Trevor Jones puts that one in. Good job that time stealing the ball away from the Storm.
The Storm had the right idea, but just got it stolen away from him.
Looking for Spencer Lloyd. Trevor Jones is going to jump in the passing lane. He'll tip it, and then it goes off the hands of Lloyd. So it will be Red Raider basketball. They'll be inbounding right in front of their own bench. Yeah, both these teams like to run, but both these teams taking a little air out of the ball in the second quarter compared to the tempo in the first. Three-pointer put up by Ritz Foote. It'll be off the mark. Rimmed around, came out. Mitchell with the rebound. Outlet, he comes down to Engelhardt. Engelhardt draws the foul. He was really a little too deep under the basket to get a shot, Tessa, but made the effort, and he's going to be rewarded with a couple from the line.
A smart move by him. No way would he have made that shot, but he drew him the foul, and now he's sitting at the foul line.
Tied at 22 apiece, 5:14 remaining in our first half of action in a game we thought would be close. It is. Engelhardt gets the first free throw.
Made every free throw this game, and not surprised, sitting at 90% from the free throw line.
Yeah, again, very good ball player. Going to get the next one. First player into double figures, leads all scorers with 10 points. Vogt with the basketball for the Red Raiders. He'll now be picked up by Devontae Powell. That ball is going to be tipped, stolen away, is it? No, it's on the floor. Let's see what the call is. We're going to have a foul whistled against Manju. Against Manju went for the ball that time, but made a little bit too much contact. Again, the ball is loose on the floor. Players diving for it. Manju is going to pick up the foul. Give the ball back to the Storm.
A rough battle for that ball. Four or five players are in on that.
Mitchell with it into front court. Angles right with the basketball. Now kick it back on top to Devontae Powell. Work it around the wing, left-hand side, Engelhart back on top. Mitchell back to Engelhart. Step around the defender, puts a shot up. A little too strong. Off of the back of the iron, we have a collision between Spencer Lloyd and Drew McFall. Spencer Lloyd is going to draw the foul. That will be his first personal fifth team foul against the Storm. And with 4:37 remaining in our first half of action, we have a timeout taken. We'll take a break as well. Be back in 30 seconds with our score. Squalicum 24, Bellingham 22 on KGMI and KGMI.com.
In our shops, we meet people from all over the country and even from England, Australia, and New Zealand who know and love meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, where we make meat pies called pasties. Pasties have a rich history and tradition starting in Cornwall, England, where miners would take these portable and nourishing pies down into the mines for their lunches. You don't have to be a miner to enjoy a Good to Go pasty. Visit us at our locations in Everson and Linden or at the Bellingham Farmers Market. Online at goodtogomeatpies.com.
All right, welcome back to Bellingham High School. Thank you to Good to Go Meat Pies and all of our other local sponsors for making high school basketball possible here on KGMI and KGMI.com. And if you haven't tried one of our pasties, man, they are really good. But back to action here, Bellingham Raider basketball into front court with it. Mee will drive down the lane. We have a foul whistled away from the ball. That one's going to be whistled against Ritz Vogt. Looked like a blocking foul. He's shaking his head going the other way, but that isn't going to make the referee unblow the whistle. So that will be Ritz's second personal, the sixth team foul against the Red Raiders. It'll give it back to the Squalicum Storm.
Both him and Coach McKay seem to disagree with that call.
Got to have that player's back.
Yep.
Storm basketball. They whip it over to the baseline right to Engelhart, but doing the honors on that pass will be Eric Monahan. They're going to say he was on the end line when he threw the pass, so that'll give it back to the Red Raiders. McFall with the ball, looking for some help. This is shut off at the elbow, right-hand side. He'll kick it out beyond the arc to Vogt. Now reverse court over the wing left to Mee. Mee cross court to McFall. He'll launch a three off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound. Mee is there, but he's tied up. Going to be a tied ball, and possession arrow will favor the Storm. Boy, good job by Caden Mee going right to the basket to track that rebound down. Again, that's a play you're going to see a senior leader make.
That's what I was going to say. You see him out at the three-point line. Next thing you look, he's right there at the basket grabbing the rebound.
Storm basketball as we're inside 4 minutes remaining in the half. Storm with the basketball in the lead, 24-22. This game's been tight the entire way. Devontae Powell will drive down, float up a runner in the lane about 8 feet out straight away. That will go down for Devontae, his fourth point of the night. Raider basketball coming the other way. Vogt, he'll run down, kind of float up a one-hander from the baseline, left-hand side. It'll be no good coming the other way with it, the Storm. Devontae Powell with it. He'll launch a three, barely enough to draw iron off the front of the rim. Lloyd there to get the rebound and the putback. His shot is no good, but he will be fouled. We're going to see Spencer Lloyd at the line. That one's going to be whistled against Trevor Jones. Going to send Lloyd to the line. First one, no good, off the front of the iron. Bounces right back to him. He'll kick it back down to the referee underneath the hoop. Back out to Lloyd. Second one rattles around, comes out, but we've got a lane violation against the Raiders. Didn't see who stepped in. They're pointing. I guess it's going to be Trevor Jones. Caden Meehl checked back into the ballgame after just a brief rest. Colm Schaefer will take a break. Third free throw because of the lane violation, and it rattles around and comes out as well. So 0 for 3 that time. Trip to the line by Spencer Lloyd will be Raider basketball. Ritz Voigt with it. He'll leave it for Jones, and they work it back down to Voigt down in that right-hand corner. He'll dribble back out and then launch a three, and it goes down. Very quick release for Ritz Voigt. He's into double figures now with 10 points for the Raiders.
And second three of the night.
Lloyd with the basketball. Now to Powell. Powell drives in the lane. It's shut off. Kick it across the lane to Lloyd. He cannot convert the shot. Good pass by Powell. Just can't get the finish. Coming the other way with the basketball, Red Raiders. Voigt with it now between the legs. Now drives around the arc. Kick it over in the wing. Left-hand side to Georgian. Georgian goes up. Back to Voigt. He'll launch a three. Oh, they're going to say a two from the baseline left. So just for two, but it was close. 12 points now for Ritz Voigt. 27-26. 1-point lead for the Red Raiders. Mitchell with the basketball. Work it down in the corner. Left-hand side to Englehart. Picked up by McFall. Drives around Drew. Then a nice little fake to the outside. Move to the inside by Englehart. Lays that one up and in. That's as pretty a move as you're going to see, Tessa.
Yeah, it is. A couple fakes there. Didn't fool him. And then that third fake went right in.
McFall coming the other way. He will drive down. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked. Trying to get the rebound. It will be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Drew touched it last, so it'll be Squalicum basketball. About a minute and a half remaining in our first half of action. Storm basketball. They go down low to Powell out on top, Englehart. Kendall spins into the lane and literally spins, and it's going to be whistled for the travel on that one. Let's give a little credit to the Bellingham defense that time, shutting off the left-hand lane. He had to kind of spin around to the right and took the extra step. Give it back to the Raiders. Voigt with the basketball. Wing left. Nothing there. It's shut off. Kick it down in the corner left to Jones. He finds me unattended underneath the basket. Caden catches, lays it up and in. His first 2 points of the ballgame. 29-28 Raiders. Then they steal the basketball. Coming the other way, Jones lays it up. Looked a little strong. Gets the roll, and it goes down.
Just a beautiful play there. Great steal and just drove right to the basket.
Inside, 1 minute to go. 31-28 Raiders with the lead. Storm basketball. Entry pass. Englehart looking down low for Lloyd. That one's going to be knocked out of the way by Kobe Georgian. Will be Storm basketball.
A little too strong of a pass there down to Lloyd.
Entry pass coming into Monahan. He's going to give it to Mitchell, then to Englehart. He'll launch a three, wing right, no good. With the rebound and into front court come McPhail. Down in the corner to Jones. Back out to Voigt. Voigt looking for a shot, nothing there. They're going to kick it back out on top. Ends up with McPhail. And McFall drives in, gets the shot to fall, and he's going to be fouled, and I believe that's going to be on Mitchell. Yes, it will be, and I also believe that will be the second foul against Mitchell. So McFall gets that one to go. 9 points for McFall, 33-28 remaining in the first half. And we're going to see Drew McFall headband it all at the free throw line for the Raiders. Converts the three-point play. McFall now into double figures with 10 points. Coming out of backcourt, we have a foul whistled on the play. It's again, Raiders just trying to slow Squalicum down. Ritz Voigt is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his third, and just that quick, the buzzer goes off. Voigt will take a seat. Colm Schaefer will check back in for the Red Raiders. Got Dedrick Mitchell at the line for the Storm. First one good. Second shot on the way. It is good as well. 8 points now for Mitchell. Skylar Alton checks back into the ballgame for the Storm. 20 seconds remaining in our first half. Caden Mee with the basketball. He's walking it into front court. Now angles right. Goes down right, loops it across for a three, baseline left, off the mark by McFall. He had a wide open look. Great job by Jones with the rebound. Behind the back pass, he finds Colm Schaefer. And as time expires, Bellingham puts it in to extend their lead to 6. Our score at the half, Bellingham 36, Squalicum 30. We'll take a timeout. Come back with our halftime show after this on KGMI and KGMI.com.